Welcome to Women United Art Podcast, a space dedicated to women artists from all around the globe. Together, we'll dive deep into all things related to our art practices and life experiences. Stay tuned for tips and great advice from incredible women who are killing it in the art world. My name is Mona Lurch. I am a visual artist, artist coach, and founder of Art Moms United and Women United Art Movement, and I'm inviting you now to be the choreographer of your own life. I hope this podcast will inspire you and help you navigate through the next steps in your art career. And with that being said, let's begin our journey together. Hi everyone, Mona here. I'm so excited to welcome you for another episode of Women United Art Podcast. Today I have a friend here with me. Her name is Elise Jokinen. She is joining from Hawaii, so it took us a little bit of time to figure out the time difference and time zones. Elise Jokinen is a self-taught visual artist that began creating collage at a young age. And at the start of 2020, she was plugged into the online artist community, as most of us did, and everything changed. So Elise was blown away by the connection and the beauty she found there, and it wasn't long before her beautiful collage collective called Wilder Collage was born. And Elise is going to share everything about her art practice and her platform. So welcome, Elise. I'm so excited to have you here today. We haven't spoken for a while. We did a live interview together in the past on Art Moms United, and I'm so happy to have you back. So let's start by you telling me everything about your journey into the art world.
Yes. First of all, Mona, thank you so much for having me here. It's so nice to see you again. I have been following along your journey since the beginning, and you inspire me so much, and it's just a joy to be here in conversation with you. Thank you for having me. So yeah, I've been a creative my entire life. I think that that's, you know, pretty common for most of us, but it really was a journey into the art world, and it was one that kind of took a little while, but now that I'm here, it's just such an honor to be here. And so I've been creative my whole life, and never really would ever have thought of considering myself or calling myself an artist. It was really photography after my first son was born that I discovered, you know, the online world of artists. And so I started studying photography and composition and light and all of that and taking classes. And then I stumbled upon collage artists online, which I never knew that there were people like me out there that had like bins of clippings and, you know, that made the kind of art that I did. And so that really opened up a whole new world for me. And it really wasn't long after that that I just dove right in. And then you and I met through the Art Queens. We kind of, you know, went into lockdown. And I think a lot of us hearing different podcasts and women on podcast talking that really was a time where we were home and we had a chance to explore all of the different creative outlets and things that we were doing. So you and I met through the Art Queens and everything kind of went from there.
Thank you so much for the introduction. And I just want to say thank you so much for your words. And the same goes back to you because you created this wonderful community of collage artists called Wilder Collage. And I'm so happy to see where this is taking you and all the work that you do. Can you tell me what inspired that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's crazy because I always knew being in that connection online, like that it was something that I wanted to do. I literally started writing Wilder Collage in my sketchbooks for like 6 months. It was like this slow progression and getting to know people online and getting to be a part of different groups, but knowing at the same time that I really wanted to focus in with collage artists. I mean, the online art community is huge and it's wonderful and vast, full of amazing people, but really knowing that I wanted to create kind of a container for collage artists. And that kind of started right in the beginning. I've always loved connecting with people, and everything I've done up into art has been in some way of like connecting with other people. So it really was a natural thing. It was kind of the next natural step for me, really.
And I mean, Instagram and social media in general are just a great opportunity to see, as you mentioned, other people who do things like we do. So it's very easy to connect. And I just love how supportive the art community is. Can you tell me or us how can people join your community, your group?
Yeah, definitely. It really started with when I started doing the Instagram account for it. It really was just to share. I was like seeing so much of talented artists kind of all over the world. And so it really was starting with just finding things that I loved, finding people that I loved, and kind of sharing it from there. But I always knew it was going to end up being something more. I kind of always had that vision, and I was watching an art queen's class, and with Inga, she's a flower artist, and she was doing a Patreon, and I was like, okay, that is such an easy platform to use. I was like, this is really what I need to kind of begin this. So I launched a Patreon, and I created a few different tiers, and so artists are able to go on. There's three different ways to join and to be involved. So it really gives different levels, everything from $3 for supporters, because some people just absolutely love collage art and they want to support the work I'm doing, all the way up to being involved in the directory and being involved in, the calls. There's two calls a month, and it's in the beginning stages and it's evolving and it's so fun. And so it's all there on the Patreon for Wilder Collage.
I'm so excited to learn about all that because, as I said, we haven't spoken for a while and there are so many new things happening for you, including the move from the US to Hawaii. So I forgot to mention that you're also a mom. So how do you do
Yes.
all that?
Yes. Our family recently did. We moved from Minnesota, the mainland, to Hawaii. It was a really big move. We've moved around quite a bit, my husband and I, since we've gotten together. I swear, I don't think we've been in one place very long. So we've moved around quite a bit, but it definitely adds layers when you're a mother. There's so many layers when you're a mother and an artist, and you have your family, and that's kind of a pod. And then, the art, I'm also a working artist. I, create collage art. And so I have that. And then, adding this other element with the Wilder Collage community, there's so many different layers to it. And I think, we manage the best we can. We do the, like, I literally, before I had kids, I was such an on it person. And I've really had to relax a little bit, just knowing that I do the best I can. It really is the only way to get through my days, like doing what I can in what area, really needs me at the moment. And I'm sure you can relate to that.
It's funny you mentioned that because a few months ago I was feeling sad or disappointed with some things that were happening on the platforms, like that not growing that much,
Okay.
and everything around. And then I sat down and was like, just stop this because you have your son at home all the
Yeah.
time because he just started preschool one day a week a few weeks ago. And
Okay.
so I was like, you do this while having him around, it's a lot
Yeah.
of sleepless nights and early mornings. But then I was like, you just need to be kind to yourself and realize that, one day you'll have all the time in the world to actually work on this. But it's very difficult. We have our dreams and we have our mission and we want everything to grow and involve more people, right? But it's just
Yes.
like the life is different sometimes.
Yes, I 100% agree with you. And yeah, just being grateful for, where you are, and like you said, what you do have. And just, yeah, I really think we're on the track, and it's just so exciting to meet new people. It's exciting to be with my children. It's ex you know and share art with them, and so I'm really enjoying that journey as well. They're getting a little bit older, and so we're kind of doing this together. At I'm inspired by Brandy, the Art Queens, and my kid, they're getting to an age, so it's like just all of the different, aspects of our life at the moment. And I've listened to so many of the podcasts that you've recorded with women before me, and they're so relatable. I feel like we all can relate to each other so much in our journeys. different and yet so similar.
Just want to say, like, we all big fans of Brandy Hofer because
Yes.
it's like every single time I talk to someone who is a mother and an artist, like, we come across her name just because I have no idea how she does that with her kids.
Yes.
For those of you who are listening who don't know Brandy Hofer, shout out to her. She's a visual artist from Canada who creates pieces, amazing, incredible pieces together with her children. And
Yes.
one of my questions always is to any artist mother, like, do you involve your kids in your art making process? And most of us, including me, say, oh, you know, I would love to, but it's not as
Yeah.
easy. And so she does it all, which is incredible. So Elise, do you involve your kids in your art making process?
You know, I'm so glad you asked. And there was a point when they were a little bit younger where I tried and it was really hard. And I was like, this is, you know, back to the crayons, like, let's get your coloring book and crayons. Like anything else that I have out is just not going right now. But they're getting to an age now, they're 3 and 5. So when I put my 3-year-old to bed at night, my 5-year-old and I will sit with all of my mom's art stuff, and we'll make you know, collage. He'll do collage and he'll paint and he'll draw, and so we're getting there. And then I'll just work in my sketchbook, so I don't do the work where I'm, you know, have like my table set up and all that, but I will bring my bin of sketchbook stuff down, and him and I will totally work together. And it's so fun. So I'm getting to that point, and we went to the Honolulu Museum of Art the other day, and he had an amazing time, and I had an amazing time with him. And especially moms with new, you know, brand new babies, we've tried doing that before when they're 2 and they're into everything and they're touching everything. It's really hard, but we're getting to that point, and I am so excited to be getting there with them.
So Philip, my son, is really creative. He's 4 now, and so he has his own art supplies, but he's allowed to use mine as well. I mean, acrylic and watercolor, and not the oils, because I keep telling him, like, this is toxic, you can't really touch it, because he smudges that all over himself. And so we create together. And so recently I was creating this commission to a Japanese restaurant, and it was this like abstract geisha, and it was my largest canvas that I've ever done. And he was walking around, and it was standing here on the easel for like a month. And he was walking around, and he knew that he's not supposed to touch it. And we have a really small place because we're still renovating our house. And so he would be walking around really sad, looking at the canvas. He's like, "Mommy, I want to, help you." And I'm like, "No, see this one. This is very particular. Like, even the person who commissioned the piece was very particular. So I'm like, you can't touch that, honey. But I promise I will buy a large canvas and we can do it together." So I did, because I got some vouchers to an art supply store for my friend for my birthday. And the first thing I did, I bought this large canvas. He was so excited. So we were like putting, it was like this massive abstract piece that we have in our living room. And it's like when he creates himself, he can create such beautiful pieces. But what he does at the end, he takes this roller or something or a new brush, and he smudges everything. Like, it's all like a brown thing at the end. So it's like I would love to work one day with him, and it's going to happen. But at the moment, it's like he needs his own canvases. Like, we can work together, but not,
Not to, yes, definitely. I definitely understand that. And you're getting there. You're getting there. It's such an exciting time to be involved in and watching. It's amazing to see what they create.
You've mentioned that, you love taking photographs. That's where you originally started, and then it sort of brought you to collaging. Can we talk about collage as a medium, a creative medium? And also, I wanted to ask you, because you create both, like, analog and digital collages. So which one is your favorite? And yeah, just tell us all about the medium.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, my dad's a photographer, and so I've always kind of been drawn to photography. But I actually started collaging in middle school, and I had mentioned this on, I'm trying to think of one of the calls, but my sister and I were playing with comics in the Sunday paper, and she cut out, the people in the comics, and we were like taking them from one place and putting them on totally different like landscapes, and I was so fascinated by that, and that's kind of when collage started for me. So it was really at a young age, and I carried around what I called like my creative bin from place to place. I've moved so many times, and I always had like my bin of stuff that I like, worked with. And so it was very analog when I was younger. And then it was like through photography, I was taking a photography class on Skillshare, and I found a digital collage. And I was like, oh, wow, this will be cool. So I kind of got into it via digital. And then once I got bet my hands back into like analog, I haven't really created anything digitally since, because I just love the break from the screen. I love like putting my music on, having all of the materials. I love hunting for the materials. It's so amazing. There's a library here, and you can get some of like the biggest, best old books for like 50 cents. And so I will go, and it's just like a treasure hunt, So I will, it's all of it. In the analog creating has just totally recaptured my heart, and I really think that that's the way I will create collage for a long time. And who knows, you never say never, but it's such an accessible art, and one of the reasons I love collage, and I think a lot of artists can relate to this, is just the meditative practice that it is of, as a mother and running a household. And a lot of my day is chaos. I have a 5 and 3 year old boy. They are wild beyond all reason. And it's like at night, I will come into my little space, and I will, spread out all of my materials. And it truly is like a total bring down, like bring down from the day of just like exhale and make something. And it's just, it feels magical. It feels magical, Mona.
I love that. It just listening to you, it just feels so playful, like coming back to, our childhood and just cutting and pasting, gluing. I absolutely adored that. And I tried collage because you inspired me to try some in the past, and I absolutely loved it because it's something for me when I didn't have the space or time for like a canvas, oil canvas, oil painting. It was definitely something that helped me with that creative need. So yeah, I absolutely love that. I actually have my little box with like little cuttings and everything now, so I can come back to it anytime. I feel the craving and not have the space or time. Now tell me about your focus, your topic. What is your work about?
Yeah. Oh, Mona, that makes me so happy to hear that you have been playing with collage. And since starting Wilder Collage online, so especially being in the Art Queens, where the majority of the, artists there are painters, and I've had so many people message me, and like I've gone back to collage, or I tried collage and I really loved it, or different things. So I've heard that quite a bit, and so that makes me so happy to hear. Thank you for sharing that with me. But I mean, the majority of I'm working through right now like rewriting my artist statement, and so I've been doing a lot of like writing about like what it is I'm making and why. And there's always women in my work. And I think just especially being a mother, it's just, I feel so proud and strong. And I just feel like women are magnificent. Like we are amazing in so many ways. And it's just, I'm always, there's usually always some type of like floral and women. And I'm still working through all of that, of like all of these elements are always here, in the collage work that I make. And it's such a fun discovery. I'm still discovering, every day.
Thank you for sharing that. And going back to Wilder Collage, how much does that space inspire your work? Because obviously, when we have social media, when we connect with other artists, we see so much work, so much amazing work. How does that influence you?
Oh goodness, absolutely. I never knew when I started it like how much it would influence me. And more than anything, the biggest influence that Wilder Collage has on me is to like get to my desk and make something. Like on like more than anything, it's like just seeing all of the work that is being created. More than anything, it inspires me to like get there and do the work and make it and say, sit down today and, make some art. And I always, whenever I listen to your interviews on the podcast, you always ask, are there any artists that are inspiring you right now? And I'm like, she better not ask me that because there are so many, like literally hundreds, and you can see them all at Wilder Collage on Instagram because I find them and I share them, and there's so many and incredible work. And I have been inspired recently to work maybe bigger. I've been doing a lot of smaller works, like 5x7, 8x8, and I've been seeing, 11x14, maybe even bigger. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try that. So I've been inspired in that way. But always, and I love it. I love seeing all the work and being able to share that in some way.
I love that you mentioned that question. I hate that question. If when someone asks that, I'm always like, oh, what do I say? What do I say? Because I'm exposed to so much art, literally, by, running the two platforms. And I'm like, I can't even say, I mean, the past masters, obviously, but then, contemporary artists, like we would spend 2 hours if I had to like list people that I love. And it's also like at that same time, the names don't come easy to me because I'm, my head is full of names. So I just hate when someone asks me that, but I just like to tease other artists. But then I'm always amazed when people are like, oh, so I'm influenced by, and then they list like five people. And I'm like, what? I should really like sit down and maybe make that list.
Yes, I had to get ahead of you on that one because I was like, that's probably coming, and it's just not even ants. I can't answer it right now. There's so many, and they're all there.
That's amazing. So yes, if you want to see Elise's inspiration, just go to Wilder Collage and you will know all the artists there. And it's so fantastic. And recently we had the second year of Women United Art Prize, and there was a collage category. And so I was searching for, because as you said, even in the Art Queens, most of the members were or are painters, and the same goes for the platforms. I think it's because I am a painter, so obviously I gravitate towards painters, and I think painters are more attracted to the platforms as well. So I actually made the searches, when I was looking, because we had digital artists and photographers, and I was like, well, there are not that many artists who do photography or digital art or collage on the platform. So I made searches, and I started following a few initiatives, and it was so inspiring to see, beyond what I normally see. And it's just so amazing. And so tell me, how does that work for you? Do you use hashtags? Do you join different initiatives on social media? Do you reach out to artists? How do you do it? Tell me about the process.
Yeah, definitely. I've been in the collage community online for a while, so I've really connected with a core group of people. And every day, I mean, people will send me people, which is really cool, especially artists that I really know and love their work. And they'll send people to me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, thank you so much for sending. I have the Wilder Collage hashtag that usually on the weekends, like I'll spend a morning with my coffee, and I'll just kind of scroll through there and check it out. And I'm always watching when I'm online because I am involved in so many different groups and platforms. I watch the Art Mums United and Visionary Art Collective and the Art Queens and Arts to Heart Project, and I'm connected with a lot of them, and I will watch for collage there and just searching. And there's so many different ways. I have a lot of different books that will share a lot of different artists, and so I'm just always have like my eyes open and ears and just and kind of watching and seeing who's out there, who's making what. And it's so more than anything just connecting with them on a deeper level. And that's honestly one of the biggest parts of starting the community, the membership, you could call it, the group. We're still working on that, but the really the biggest thing is finding a way to connect with people on even a deeper level. I love Instagram. It's amazing. I've connected with so many people that way, but it's Instagram. I don't get to talk to to anybody. I don't get to hear what why they're working on the projects they're working on. I don't get to hear or see, you know, their thoughts behind the pieces they create. And so it really is a way. There's two monthly calls. One will be more of a class where we can build skills. I've lined up some really amazing leaders in the collage community to host those calls. And I'm so excited about that. And then another one is going to be just a studio call where you are just sitting at your desk working, and whoever else is sitting at their desk working can join, and we can talk and network. And what are you applying for? What are you, you know, working on right now? You know, do you want to share anything that you're working on? Do you have any challenges you're going through right now? And just networking in that way and going deeper than Instagram, because you know the magic of that in the community you've created. We've seen that in the Art Queens, why I'm talking to you right now, you know. And so that really is what is behind Wilder Collage more than anything else.
I love that you mentioned that I have the solo shows, or concept of the solo shows on both platforms. And we just actually had an artist talk yesterday. And so I always say that to the artists, that it's one thing to actually see the work and then maybe chat through Instagram. Then the other thing is when I'm installing the shows and I get to look at the pieces more in depth, and then another, a completely different layer is when we have the artist talk and I get to learn about the pieces. And because we go one by one, the artists actually talk about their motivation, their process, their inspiration, the focus, the mission, you know, and it always amazes me, and I get so emotional every single time I hear their stories. And I encourage everyone to actually join these talks, because it gives you a completely different understanding of the work and the person who's behind the work. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you for creating that community and those calls, because it will be so empowering to so many artists.
Yes, yes, definitely. And I love what you're doing. And yeah, it's there's so many different avenues and ways to connect, and we're all over the world. It's amazing. It really is amazing to be in this position, to be doing this.
I know when we scheduled this recording and you were like, we are on the other side of the world, like we literally have 12 hours yes. apart. Yes. So we're recording now at least 6 p.m. mine 6 a.m. which is absolutely incredible yes. that we get to connect yes. you know, online. I also wanted to ask you about the future. So where do you want Wilder Collage to go?
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you asking about that. And you know, it really will be building those calls and networking in that way, and you know, connecting more in the community. And there are so many possibilities. And so I have done a lot of journaling and making notes. And right now, my biggest goal is showing up for the people that have joined. I have, you know, the founders, the first 30 people that join are the founders. And so I've really been working at focusing there for, you know, right now, and maybe even bringing in, seeing what they, where they want to take it to, and going, you know, maybe there will be a publication at some point, maybe there will be a podcast at some point. But really right now, I'm curious to learn more about the people behind the art that I've been seeing and sharing. And that's really my focus right now, is getting, you know, amplifying collage. Right now I'm focused on the founders that are there and really building our calls and building the community.
And it's amazing, because you will be giving space, or you are already giving space to artists who might not feel seen in many places, because yes. as we mentioned, like, even on my platforms, painters will be the major, the biggest category there. So it's definitely amazing that you're actually creating this group of people who just might feel they're not seen enough. Yeah. And that's really important. So I can't wait to see where this is going to take you.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at kind of the Women United Art Movement, and I just honestly want to appreciate you for just paving the way and like really leading in so many different ways, because you're starting a publication as well, I believe, a magazine. Yeah, yes. You're like, yes, yes. And yeah, you know, I'm connected to so many amazing women, and I'm inspired every single day. I really don't think there is a cap of what is possible. I love that I'm able to sometimes like dream up an idea and literally be like, you know what, let me start working on this tomorrow. Or else some things, you know, obviously take a lot more planning, but there really is no limit. And I feel like when you're really dedicated, and I was reading a post today that I came across, and it was just like the art world is small. And, you know, be a good person and keep your name. So really, it's just focusing on connecting with people, doing your absolute best to share them in a positive light as well. And it's just working together. That's what I'm trying to say, is just seeing how everyone is working together to uplift everyone around them. Like, you cannot go wrong when you do that, I feel like. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I just wanted to say thank you for mentioning the publication. So I think by the time, hopefully, I release this, hopefully the publication will be out. But I was sitting here yesterday doing the work, because it's hours and hours of graphic design editing. I learned to work in InDesign. I'm doing the publication myself, and I was sitting here yesterday, and I'm like talking to my husband, saying, okay, now I'm at 180 pages. How much do I cut it down?
Oh
Because
my
I had this idea of, not creating yet another art publication. I just had the idea of creating an art Vogue. So, it's like
Yes.
all these
Oh
things.
my
And
gosh.
I was standing here, going like, what did I get myself into? I'm enjoying it so much, Elise. Like, I can't even
Yes.
explain. Like, I wanted to start the magazine last year and I didn't. And then I got to a point where I was like, why don't I do it just like right now? Because, if I don't do it now, I won't do it ever. And so I started
Yeah.
working on it, and it's like, it's so much work, but it's so rewarding. I think like this is like one of the most exciting things I've done so far. So, I can't wait to hold the copy, the issue in my hands, because it will. I remember Victoria J. Fry from Visionary Art Collective, when
Yes.
she released her first magazine. She told me when we were recording the podcast, she's like, I just felt like I gave a birth. And it's funny when she like used that metaphor,
Oh
because
my
I'm
gosh.
literally like going through all the pages. I still need to do the final review and editing. I'm just getting back things, updates from the artist. But it's like, it's so incredible. So thank you so much for mentioning that, because I'm literally in that moment of finalizing everything. I still need to write one more article and it's
Oh
done.
my
I'm like,
gosh. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. And you know, when you're working late at night and you're tired, but like you're motivated, I'm like, that's when you know you're on track, because you're like, it's way should be your bedtime. Like, there are times that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I should have gone to bed 2 hours ago, but I'm motivated. I feel like I'm like, it's like, you know, midnight and I'm like chugging fast forward at, you know, full speed ahead. And I'm like, that's when you know it's right, when you're just like so excited to be doing what you're doing. And yeah, the possibilities of it all, it's just all it's so exciting. We're so lucky to be doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And late nights, that usually happens for me when it's like 11 p.m. and I'm like, okay, let me just do this. And then I look at the clock and it's like 1 a.m. and then I'm like, oh, but I haven't finished. I need to finish. And then suddenly it's 2:30 and I'm like, I should really go to bed. And so then I go, but it's so much easier. I love waking up early, getting up early. That's why I offered this, because it's always, the brain is fresh. But at the
Yes.
same time, it doesn't give me that many hours to work, without my son around, because then he wakes
Yeah.
up. When I decide to wake up early, he decides to wake up early too. So it's like
Yes.
I only get an hour and a half or something. So definitely like late nights work for me better. But then sometimes I feel like a walking zombie. So
Yes, I 100% relate to that. I'm sure so many people can relate to that. You know, especially with the kids, it's so unpredictable. So you don't know how much time you're going to get when you wake up in the morning. It's nice. I love being fresh as well. working in the morning is definitely my preferred. But as a mother, if I want to really, you know, put in the time, it is the evenings now. But like you said, it doesn't last forever. So I'm like, I just have to do, you know, what we have to do right now. And it works. We make it work. But I've been doing too much caffeine. I believe it was one of the podcasts, someone said they're a caffeine sensitive. And I'm very caffeine sensitive, but I have been using it, you know, some mornings. I try to do like a late night and then a good sleep and then a late night and then a good sleep, just so that I can also do my, you know, daily things that I'm doing. But I'm guilty of that.
Sometimes I feel like there's more coffee than water in my life. So
okay. Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Cool. So we're slowly coming to the end of our interview, and I just wanted to ask you about a thing that I ask all the artists, advice for fellow artists. So we talked about the power of the community. Any community, pretty much, you can always find your tribe and people who understand you, understand what you do, and they can elevate you to a completely different level. So what would you say to, let's say, emerging artists who want to find a community to support themselves, their work? What's the most important thing there?
Yes, this is such a wonderful question. And honestly, Mona, it really is. I mean, if I have any advice to give of anything that I've learned in the past, you know, few years, it really is just being good at being uncomfortable so much. And that's one of the reasons why I truly don't know if the art world, if I could have done this at a younger age, if I would have gotten into this world, because I don't know if I had, like, I have gotten to a point now as, you know, a 35-year-old woman where I am so much more confident. You have to be uncomfortable. You have to be okay with being uncomfortable. You have to be okay with being vulnerable and, you know, putting yourself out there. And it can be painful. I have had such painful moments of just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? But you do it and you do it again. And then you wake up and you do it again and you do it again the next day. And it does get easier. It does get better. But you have to be okay with being, you know, vulnerable, putting your work out there, putting what you're creating out there, putting your community out there. It's such a vulnerable place to be, and it can be so scary. And then making sure that, you know, you do remind yourself, like, if you're happy with what you're doing and you're loving the art you're creating and, you know, your family at home and all of those things are so much good, it makes it easier. So it's just like that constant balance between, I'm scaring, you know, I'm scaring myself today, but like, I'm also loving what I'm making and this, having my music on and getting to, you know, glue into, it's all just like, it's so worth it. Like, it's so worth it. And I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep putting it out there. And I think anyone that is going anywhere or doing anything knows how to be uncomfortable and is okay with that.
I agree with everything you just said, because I wouldn't have been able to do that, my younger version, because it was just, my whole life, I thought I was an extrovert. And then suddenly I realized I was not, that I'm an introverted and shy person who hates speaking in public. And so, you know, like, even this podcast is a testimony of what challenging yourself can do, because I remember recording my first podcast being a guest, actually, not even the host, but the guest. And I was petrified, you know, like, and it was just me and the other person. And because I know what it feels like, I always tell everyone, you know, all my guests who haven't done it before, I'm like, it's just going to be a friendly conversation. And that's pretty much everything it is, really. Even on Instagram, everywhere, you're showing up, you're showing your face, but you're showing up and showing your face to people who are interested in what you do. And that makes it much easier. And it really gets easier, as you said.
Yes, it will. It does. And, you know, you find the people that are there and supporting you, and you support others. And it really is a beautiful thing. And so if that's what you want, you know, if that's what is required, then it's just like, yeah, you, and I truly believe anyone can do it. I believe in all of you. I believe in everybody. It's just, it's amazing.
Thank you so much, Elise. Thank you for being here with me. My last question to you is, where can people find you as an artist and you as the founder of Wilder Collage, or, you know, the initiative?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm online. I'm everywhere online. You can find me at Instagram. It's Elise Tolkanen. And then Wilder Collage is just, you know, at Wilder Collage on Instagram. There's websites for both under the same name. So I have elisetolkanen.com and then wildercollage.com. And there's, you know, artists, there's a directory that is just getting rolling and some artist interviews. There's a founders page. So yeah, definitely check out some of the artists that are there. And then the Wilder Collage Patreon, it's right in the link in the bio, but definitely check that out. The glue, the middle tier, is you can have access to both of the calls for just a $12 a month. So it really is, I feel like, so affordable, you know, to be there. And there's different ways to get involved. And I would really love to meet you and find a way that, you know, works for you. If you're a collage artist out there, come and find me. Let's get together.
Thank you so much. And I'll include the links in the episode notes. Elise, thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm so excited to hear and see where this is going to take you. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you so much. And I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Mona.